Today we're talking with Hunter Pearson, who is the first transgendered person to play high school football at CEC. Also with us is one of the football coaches and a counselor at CEC, Les Mullings. Hunter, how does that make you feel?
Pretty excited, I guess. It's like, it's different for me, for like with the teams and stuff. It's been kind of a weird roller coaster over the past couple of years.
How did you find it getting into sports as a trans player, where in professional sports, that's still a taboo thing?
Hard, because I had to be upfront with the coaches, so it wasn't like they didn't know. It was easier for them to know beforehand instead of after.
And how did you find the reception?
Hard at first for a couple coaches, but after the first couple months, it was easier.
Is there still that perception with, I don't know if it's many or some, maybe it's many, in the community accepting somebody who is trans?
Yeah, it's depends on like where you live. It's really hard for some people, but easier for others.
What are some of the biggest challenges you've found?
Other teams, jokes and like comments on the field and stuff, and parents as well. Like a lot of parents are just like rude about it, and like make comments when I'm getting off the field, or like half times and stuff.
And how do you deal with that? How do you manage that? Because it's, you know, it has to be a lot to take.
It is, but I know I have a team and coaching staff that supports me and that's behind me, so I can rely on them and my friends and family.
So Les, let's bring you in on this now too. Being one of the coaches of the football team, talk about how the team has accepted Hunter.
Hunter has been a part of the team from the beginning. I feel Hunter earned their stripes just like anybody else. Hunter goes out there, plays hard, practices hard, doesn't miss practices, is a team player, was willing to accept their role, knew they may not get a lot of playing time, but if they worked hard, could work to getting playing time, and was able to do that, right? So I think in the case of Cougar football, Hunter did everything that they needed to do to play, worked hard, was diligent, and we tried to reward Hunter for their hard work.
Did you have any concerns, whether it might be other teams or like Hunter mentioned, you know, other parents having issues? Did you have, as a coach, have some extra concerns for Hunter or even the rest of the CEC team? Because some people are unfortunately not accepting of trans persons at all.
I think for myself, I've known Hunter for a while, but I, as Hunter speaks, I can acknowledge that it's true. There was some learning that needed to take place. I know I myself approached Hunter and said, would you want your own change room? Like, what do you need? What are these things that, how can we support you kind of things? And we just tried to move forward that way. I think our head coach, Mr. Davison, is very inclusive in the sense that it welcomed Hunter to play, was never, again, against it. But I think our biggest concern, especially when it comes to football, is safety. So making sure that Hunter was prepared to take a hit, how to make hits, knowing that hits were coming. And I think our team was an integral part of that, because in drills, in most cases, they weren't being easy on Hunter, right? Like they would play Hunter just like any other boy on the team.
Part of the team.
Exactly. So Hunter was treated that way. And I think, like I said, Hunter stepped up to the challenge, and Hunter laid out some of our best players too in practice. So.
Are there some things that you would like to see change within the transgender community, within the community as a whole, when it comes to people of trans people?
Just if you want to play a sport, go for it. If they don't accept you and they don't want you, just go find another team. Go find a team that will want you on there.
Do you feel that outside of the world of sport, do you feel there are enough supports locally for trans people?
No. There's not enough like support systems here in Truro for us.
What would you like to see?
More activities, like more groups here, instead of having us go to the city, like local, like in schools, outside of schools, just something.
I noticed that you have a very supportive mother who is in the studio today. That must mean a lot.
Yeah, it's changed a lot having her, because it's easier than most trans kids know.
And you must see the difference as a coach, the difference in having a parent that is so supportive
And yes, it's great to have a parent that's supportive, because again, we have someone to bounce information off of, someone to help educate us, also teach us how to support Hunter, right? So I think it's very important. And she plays her own role. She's very supportive to the whole team. She's like the mom for the whole team, so and for the coaches. So having the Pearsons as part of the Cougar football, she's just carrying on the tradition. And I know within the Pearson family, the Cougar tradition is strong.
In football, at the high school level, it's just boys football, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just football. So it's just not football. Gendered. It's not gendered like other sports like basketball or soccer or volleyball. It's just football.
So, and you can have girls playing on the football team.
Yeah, and throughout Cougar history, there has been a number of girls that have played on the team. Yeah.
And I should have asked, which pronoun do you prefer?
He, him. You see someone and you're not sure what pronouns they use, just ask.
If you could offer just one single piece of advice to someone who is considering transitioning and definitely looking at continuing or getting into sports, what would that piece of advice be?
Don't be scared. Do it. Be who you want to be.
That's right. We were all born to be certain people, and we should all be able to be and flourish the way that we're meant to be.
Les, thank you. Hunter, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.